One of the features that KNUJ is proud to present on the radio a couple times a month is our updates from the Minnesota Farmers Union. And we get different guests on. This is Jim Bartles from KNUJ, and we're talking right now with Dan Zimmerle. He's from Waseca County. Dan actually grew up out at Wabasso, graduated there. Family has farms out there, but Dan also is a specialty crop farmer and a member of the Waseca County Minnesota Farmers Union group. Dan, welcome to our broadcast. I know you're out in D.C. as we're recording this, and you were part of the legislative fly-in out in D.C. You have a large group that went out there?
Yeah, pretty good group. Glad to be here at the group and glad to be on your show today here. We had about 25 people from Farmers Union head out to D.C. For this fly-in to advocate for various farm policies that our members support.
Like they say, advocating for farmers' sake, absolutely. We've got a few things we want to touch base on in the small amount of time that we have. First of all, I know you want to talk about the local and regional food procurement and describe what the concern is there and what you're hoping to see happen.
Sure, yeah. Under the previous administration, they had a program called Local Foods Purchasing Assistance, which provided money for schools and daycares and so on to purchase food from farms like mine. I grow vegetables and then create those meals and feed those to children, to daycare children, and other institutions. So that program was axed under the new administration, and now there's some new legislation being put forth that has bipartisan support, and so we're encouraging our congressional delegation to promote and support that legislation because it's good for farms like mine, it's good for our kids in the schools, and it's also good for Main Street businesses that turn those sort of raw material vegetables into a meal for kids. So kind of a win-win-win situation there.
Excellent. Next item, breaking up of monopolies, strengthen and enforce antitrust laws. I know that was one of your hot topics also.
Yeah, that one's a big one for me. It's especially apparent in the meatpacking industry. It's something like four companies control something like 80% of meat processing. I might have the statistics slightly off there, but the concern and the monopoly practice there is huge. And so Farmers Union is in favor of breaking up corporate monopolies because, you know, it's not the farmers that's getting rich off of these monopolies. It's these corporations. So, and I think a lot of farmers will see that in other sectors of ag with input prices, seed companies, equipment manufacturers, and so on. So I was just talking to my dad about that last night. So we're on the same page there.
Okay. We're talking with Dan Zimmerle, Waseca County, Minnesota Farmers Union member. He is part of a group that went out for the Minnesota Farmers Union legislative fly-in. Next item we wanted to talk about, and this has certainly had a lot of press for several months now, getting the tariffs under control.
Yeah, the tariffs, I think that's been in the news since the new administration started, and, you know, we just are kind of operating in this climate of sort of unknown and instability, a lot of this trade war is affecting operations like my dad's, but it ripples out through the greater rural economy too. You know, when people are kind of concerned or don't really know what direction the economy's going, they're less likely to spend more money on higher quality things. And so, you know, we grow premium vegetables on our farm. You know, vegetables typically cost more than a processed meal from the dollar store. And so, you know, if people aren't feeling as good about the economy, they're not feeling as good about spending more money on various things. So I think we probably are seeing that across all kinds of different industries where just this uncertainty as a result of tariffs and poor trade policy is really affecting the economy. And especially my neighbors in the countryside producing commodities. So we need to get that under control so our rural economy can kind of get back on track.
I know we talked earlier about the tariffs with China, soybean contracts, and the timing of that, and that all plays into this as well, I know, right?
That's right, yeah. And it's a bit out of my wheelhouse as a specialty crop grower, but I spent a lot of time talking to commodity producers this past couple of days, and the understanding is that at this time, in previous years, China had already purchased and had contracts for soybeans from the United States, from our new crop soybeans. And at this time, to my knowledge, they have not bought a single bushel of soybeans. And we all know the markets are incredibly depressed right now. And so where are those beans going to go? And, you know, we're also looking at bumper crops here for southern Minnesota this year. So it's a huge concern. You know, farmer gets lucky and gets a really good crop, and then you can't get a price for it, and it ain't right.
Dan, real quickly, kind of a recap. Finishing the farm bill was one of the items that you're presenting to Congress of what you need to get done. Little overview of what you're seeing, what you're learning on your trip about finishing the farm bill.
Yeah, we spoke to both Republican and Democrat congressional delegations, and the farm bill before the end of 2025, from what we gather, is extremely unlikely. There's a couple of problems there. First problem is they need to fund the government, so that's going to be kind of priority number one, and that needs to happen by the end of this month. So there's not going to be a lot of talk about farm bill in Congress in the next month. And then beyond that, we have problems from the One Big Beautiful Bill Act that was passed in July, where and without Democrat support, where they really gutted SNAP. And we had this, one of the legislators described it to me as the grand bargain, where the farm bill would include SNAP, so that would garner the sort of Democratic support, and also include the farm bill programs to kind of get the Republican support, and then you'd have a bipartisan piece of legislation. Well, as a result of the passage of the One Big Beautiful Bill and the cuts to SNAP, the Democrats are way less likely to vote for a farm bill if it doesn't include SNAP dollars. And so that's going to be a major sticking point as they work to negotiate a farm bill at some point in the future. But I would be very surprised from you know, my conversations with the legislators that anything will happen before the end of the year. It seems unlikely. I hope I'm wrong, but it seems unlikely.
All right. Well, we hope some compromise can come up in that. We've been talking farm bill. It's getting old, but it needs to happen, and so forth. Dan Zimmerle from Waseca County, grew up at Wabasso's with us from Minnesota Farmers Union. I wanted to mention this real quick, too. Looking ahead, MFU State Convention, November 21st through the 23rd. I'm sure we'll have some coverage on for that. Dan, anything else before we wrap up? We appreciate your time and your thoughts.
No, this is great. Thanks for having me on your show. Appreciate it.
All right. Minnesota Farmers Union is sponsoring this broadcast. The National Farmers Union, they always say what they stand for farmers' sake. Along with Dan Zimmerle, Jim Bartles here on 860 KNUJ, and it's our Minnesota Farmers Union update here in the first half of the month. Thanks for joining us.